We've got something new on the programme. It's probably only for this week, but it depends on it whether or not me and GP go to another gig. And it's called, wait for it, On the Trains with John and the GP. Enjoy. I think you're going to enjoy this.
I can't hear it. I'm not wearing headphones.
Okay, so you remember I told you a few weeks ago that I went to a gig with the GP to see Hot Chip?
Oh, yeah.
And I told you, like, we had a lot of trouble on the way there with trains and all the, like, the whole Metropolitan line shut off, and it was just an absolute nightmare getting there.
As you do.
Yeah. Well, last night, right, we went and saw the XX at Shepherd's Bush Empire.
All right.
A band we play very much here on Smoke Radio. And they were fantastic, but... Anyway, we were at Finchley Road on the Metropolitan line. We were just chatting and got there, and because you can get on the Bond Street, you can get to Bond Street and then go on the Central line to Shepherd's Bush, right?
Listeners outside of London probably don't have a clue what we're on about.
No. But so we were sat there. I was thinking, hang on a minute, it'd be quicker if we changed here and got on the Metropolitan line. So GP was like, oh yeah, you're right, yeah you're right. So he's like, oh, it's too late now. And by this point, I was up, I was ready, I was gone. I was towards the door. He was like, hang on, no, don't go without me. So I hesitated and I said, yeah, we've got plenty of time, come on. And he was back in his seat. I was running now towards the door to get out. And I ran through the doors. And as I ran through the doors were closing. So you can guess what happened. I got out and the GP got stuck in.
Oh, right.
He got stuck in. So then we're separated, right? So what are we going to do then?
Come up with a new plan?
Well... this is what we did, right? We had to pretty much guess where each other would go, to be honest. So,
why didn't you ring him?
Without, because you can't on the underground, can you? No signal.
Some people can.
That would be the simple thing to do, but no signal on the underground. So, I then got to Baker Street, waited for him because Baker Street's the next stop on the Metropolitan line. So I waited for him there for about 15 minutes. I thought, well, he must have gone on because, you know, it doesn't take that long to get from Finchley Road to Baker Street on the Metropolitan line.
Right.
So I thought, well, what am I going to do? He might have gone on. So I went to Bond Street, got off at Bond Street, waited for about another 10 minutes. He wasn't there. So I thought, well, I'm just going to go on to Shepherd's Bush, you know, because time's getting pretty thin now. You know, we've got to be there. Gary's got 2 free tickets waiting for us and that, so... So I went to Shepherd's Bush and then I came out of the station and I was bombarded with about 18 texts from the GP. I'll meet you at Baker Street. I'll meet you there. So then I'm like, oh God, well, hopefully he's actually decided to come on now. Any normal person would know that, like, you know, it doesn't take half an hour to wait at Baker Street. So I'm waiting there at the station. I get a phone call from him and he says, oh, you know, where are you, mate? So I said, I'm at Shepherd's Bush and wait outside the station. He said, okay, I'll make my way to Shepherd's Bush. I'm like thinking, oh God, that takes 20 minutes. I'm out here in the cold, it's freezing. And he's not even left Baker Street yet. So, then I'm waiting outside in the cold for ages and ages for the GP. And in the end, he turns up and it turns out to be one of the best gigs ever. Whenever this happens, it always seems to be a cracking gig. But I sort of got my karma though for ditching him on the train, didn't I?
Maybe it is your lucky charm.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should always mess up on your tube rides, and that way you're bound to have a brilliant gig.
Yeah. Well, you could be right there. But that's On the Trains with John and the GP. And if anything else happens, I'll tell you all about it.